CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I wouldn't take one now. It's 5 a.m.
Not for me. It's for my knight in shining armor in there.
How is he?
A raving maniac. I don't think it's funny anymore, Nathan. I'll thank you to stay out of his sight in the morning.
No sympathy at all. None. Any man who dresses up in a suit of armor to scare his wife and his aunt. Pretend to be a ghost.
He didn't intend to scare you. That was an accident.
Well, he deserves just what he got. Why, when he came clanking down the hall toward me last Friday, I nearly died of fright. Well, I can't find my sleeping pills. Just a minute.
Don't talk so loud, we'll wake Betsy. Oh, I can't wait for morning to come.
Why?
Lord Kenway's calling London. Somebody at the armory at the Tower of London, I guess. Some authority on armor. Somebody who knows how all those pieces unfasten.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness, I'm so embarrassed, and Lady Kenway is so upset.
I should think so. When you invite American friends of your daughter's to stop in for lunch, you don't expect them to stay for a week.
Well, she's not upset because of that, I don't think. After all, there's plenty of help here. Just that she's mad at Lord Kenway because he can't unfasten the armor, and Lord Kenway is mad at Marlowe, who is mad at the mechanic because he can't get it off. You know, all just
all I can say is it'll be a long time before Lord and Lady Kenway will forget our visit to Kenway Castle.
Yes!
How would you like to make a new friend? Students and teachers in Japan, young people in their 20s in the new nations of Africa and Southeast Asia, and adults all over the free world want to make friends with you. They want to know how you live, what kind of food you eat, what kind of work you do, what you read, what you do for entertainment. In other words, they want to know all about the American way of life. Now, you can make a wonderful new acquaintance simply for the cost of a postage stamp. All you have to do is this. If you're between the ages of 16 and 60, drop a line to Letters Abroad, 45 East 65th Street, New York 21, New York, stating your age and principal interest. Also, please enclose a stamped self-addressed envelope. Letters Abroad will then put you in touch with an interested correspondent overseas. That address again is Letters Abroad, 45 East 65th Street, New York 21, New York. Did you ring, sir?
Yes. Yes, I rang, even though it's 6:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and how are you this morning, sir?
I'll tell you how I am, Marlowe. Even with a sleeping pill, I can't sleep. And I am going wild in this thing. I haven't had a good night's sleep for days. And I just want to say that while I appreciate Lord Kenway's obsession for historical things, I don't care if it damages this suit or not. I want to take it off, you understand? Even if, as that mechanic said, it needs an acetylene torch.
Yes, sir.
Get it off.
Please listen, sir. I have good news for you.
Yeah.
Lord Kenway has already phoned London. Mr. Burgess, an expert on armor from the Tower of London Armory, is motoring to Kenway Castle at once, sir.
Oh. How long does it take to motor here from London?
Oh. Only about 4 hours, I'm happy to say, sir.
Oh, you're happy to say? Well, I'm glad somebody's happy around here. Four hours more of this.
And this is Mr. and Mrs. Piper. Mr. Burgess from the Tower of London Armory. Mr. Piper is the gentleman seated in the chair in the suit of armor.
Oh, quite.
How do you do? The Pipers are friends of our daughter Jane, who asked them to visit us while they were in England.
It's very good of you, Mr. Burgess, to come all the way from London.
Just lean forward, please, if possible. I'll see what we have here.
Thank you.
The suit is familiar to you, Lord Kenway?
No, not at all. Came from the storeroom I've not yet cataloged.
I simply can't understand it. As you know, Burgess, we have many suits of armor here, but I've never assembled one before where all the pieces seem to lock together.
Did you say lock together, Lord Henry?
Well, you see yourself. Tried everything. Marlowe here was the one who assisted Mr. Piper into the suit.
Locked together? Most interesting. Do you mind, Lord Henry, if I ask your men a few questions?
Oh, not at all. Marlowe, please answer any question Mr. Burgess wishes.
Yes, of course, Lord.
Did you have any difficulty getting this gentleman into the armor?
Well, none at all, sir. Every piece seemed to buckle on, as with all usual suits of armor, sir. But now that I think back, I do recall they did fit together unusually well. Almost seemed to snap together.
Was there any particular reason for putting Mr. Piper into the armor?
Well, sir, Mr. Piper here came to me, sir, and informed me that he had had what he said was a rather amusing idea. He desired, he said, to array himself in a suit of armor with the pretense in mind of being the Kenway Ghost. It was an intense...
Please, let's not go through all that again.
It was Mr. Piper's intention, sir, to, shall we say, surprise Mrs. Piper here. A practical joke, sir.
They're Americans, Burgess.
May I ask if Mr. Piper is connected with any of the American museums?
Yes, museums? Me? No. Of course not. I'm a businessman, for Pete's sake. What's that got to do with
my... Kenwood, look here, sir. You mentioned the pieces locked together.
Well, you might say they seem to, Burgess.
Well, may I take the liberty of reminding you, sir, of Edward the Fourth? The locked suit?
Oh, I say, Burgess, you don't think...
I'm almost positive. Sir, this is the large perforation of the apex for securing the breastplate. The hinged cases at the neck guard.
Incredible. Never occurred to me. Of course.
But fundamentally, it happened after the Negroni. The Rondel is typically Milanese.
Yes.
But notice the pauldron, fluted and joined. Notice how the lance breast fits the pauldron.
Amazing. Designed by Holden, of course.
Oh, quite.
Yes. At the Greenwich Armory, probably around 1460.
1467. And here, Lord Kenway, notice the etching on the right vambrace and the upper left tassel. Notice the gorge.
You might notice something else. There's a man inside here who...
Dear, I'm sorry. Oh. He's been in it for days, and he's had to try and sleep in it, you know.
Yeah, I do hope he hasn't damaged it in any way.
You are familiar with the suit, then, Mr. Burgess?
I wrote a paper on it, Lady Kenway, only last year for the annual World Conference on the Restoration and Preservation of Medieval and Renaissance Arms and Armor.
Yes, of course. An excellent paper. If I recall, it was magnificently received.
Oh, how nice. Congratulations, Mr. Burgess.
Thank you, Lady. May I take this opportunity of offering my congratulations, too?
Well, that's very kind of you.
Now, look here.
Burgess. Yes. The famous lock suit was one of the three ordered by Edward IV in 1467. However, I think I recall your exact words. Only one was made when it was discovered that a suit of armor, where the pieces are locked together, proved to be highly impractical, it being impossible to move quickly should the wearer be wounded during combat.
Almost word for word, Lord Kenway. Oh, how kind of you to remember. And you, sir. Think of it. You are wearing a suit of armor that was believed lost forever, that no one has worn since the 15th century.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get out of it before the 25th century.
Oh, of course, Robert, really. Oh, poor Mr. Piper.
Yes, well, sorry. Can you get him out of it, Burgess?
Oh, yes, sir, right away. I suspected it might be the lost suit. Then, when I was positive... You'll forgive me, Mr. Piper, but I wanted to make sure that you were not... from some other museum, if you follow me, sir.
But, Pete, as you mean, you thought I was a spy from some museum in America?
Oh, I thought you'd say spy, sir. But I did want to use discretion. After all, I do represent the Crown, and if there's a rare suit of armor to be had, we'd like Lord Kenway's permission to have it at the Tower of London Armour.
Oh, you would, will you? Well, get Mr. Piper out of it, and we'll see. We'll see, Burgess.
Yes, get me out of it.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. A preview peek at two exciting events coming your way on CBS Radio later this month, both on Monday, September 28th. First off, listeners will be warmly welcoming Arthur Godfrey to the helm of Arthur Godfrey Time. And on the same day, another top personality returns to CBS Radio after an absence of 9 years. Monday, September 28th, a new weekday Gary Moore show will take to the air, spotlighting the warm and winning ways of the great crew cut star. both Arthur Godfrey and Gary Moore will be joining CBS Radio's glittering lineup of top stars. Art Linkletter, Burt Parks, Pat Buttram, Mitch Miller, Amos and Andy, Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, Bob and Ray, and many, many more. Circle your finger in red or tie a string around your calendar. Whatever you do, be set for Arthur Godfrey time and the new weekday Gary Moore Show, both on CBS Radio, starting Monday, September 28th. That's Monday, September 28th.
Oh, no, no. Now, look, I am not going to be put to bed like this.
Darling, now, just lie back, honey.
No, I mean it. It's very kind of you, Lord Kenway. Lady Kenway, but I've caused enough trouble.
Oh, no, no, nonsense. You've had a frightful ordeal. You stay right there. You heard the doctor.
Yes, indeed. We're getting someone from the village to give you a massage. And, Marlowe, do bring the heating pad for Mr. Piper when you bring up his dinner.
Oh, now, look, I...
Goodness, dear, when you're getting all this attention, now enjoy it, huh?
Yeah, I suppose so. By the way, Lord Henry, did you give Mr. Burgess that suit of armor?
Oh, no. I told him I'd think about it, that's all.
Oh, I see. Well, as a matter of fact, if you don't mind, there's something I'd like to talk to you about. You see, we'll be on our way to London in the morning. And if you have time, I'd like to have a little talk with you before we leave.
Oh, yes, of course, delighted.
Yes, there's something that I'd just like. Well, by the way, where's Betsy? I haven't seen her at all.
Honey, Lord Kenway found a Shetland pony for her out in the stables, and she has been riding it around the courtyard all day. Aunt Effie's down there with her, and then one of the grooms. She's got marvelous time.
You mean to say she hasn't given her poor old father a thought?
I'm afraid not. That's the way Jude and I, you know. Like our daughter Jane goes off and marries an American, never sees her.
Well, Robert, at least she sends her friends to see us.
Yes, certainly have been great house guests.
I do. Mr. Piper, if it hadn't been for you, it might have been years before I discovered that lost suit of armor. Of course, I can't understand how one of Edward IV's suits of armor could be here at Kenway Castle.
Well, he probably dropped by one weekend in 1467, and after he left, Lady Kenway looked in the closet and said, "Oh, honestly, guests are always leaving something. Look, King Edward left his suit of armor. Shall we mail it to him?"
Yes. And Lord Kenway said, "Heavens no, it weighs 50 pounds. He's a postage."
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton, Pat Baxter, Melville Cooper, Anthony Kemble Cooper, and Eric Berry, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.